Okay, we begin the fifth and final parak of the Masechta, Samach Beis Omer Aleph. Hasocher es hapoel lasos imo biyayin nesach scharo aser. The Mishnah is going to make enumerate four different cases. This is case number one. If an idolater hires a Jewish worker to help him with Yayin Nesach, what exactly is he doing? What help are we talking about? Rashi says he is being used to pour or empty vessels from one vessel to another, maybe empty small containers of wine into a bigger vat, or to move barrels from one place to the next. But you're dealing with actual Yayin Nesach that he's now being hired to use, and he's getting paid his, let's call it $10 an hour. Scharo Aser, that money that he is receiving is Aser. He can't get benefit from it. Just since you can't get a benefit from Yayin Nesach, you can't also get benefit from the money that you make as a result of working with the Yayin Nesach. And the Gemara is going to analyze that line, whether that's an Iser Doraisa or that's only an Iser Aser Derabanan, or what's the source of the prohibition. That's case number one. Case number two, Scharo lasos imo malacha acheres, af api she'amar lo ha'ever li chavi shal yayin nesach mimakom l'makom, scharo mutter. However, the first case is when the idolater hires the Jew to help him with the yayin nesach. That's a problem. Automatically, the schar is aser behana. But if the idolater hires the Israel to work with him in his field, or be a shomer of some sort, and then he says, by the way, can you do me a favor and move this particular barrel of Yayin Nesach from point A to point B, the money that he receives, the salary that he receives, is permissible, and it's not Asar Behana because of that one action that he did, which was working with the Yayin Nesach. It doesn't ruin anything. Case number three. Hasocher sachamor lahavi alea Yayin Nesach schar asarif. If an idolater hires or rents a donkey from a Jewish owner to transport his Yayin Nesach, the money received by the Yisrael is Aser Behana. Schachra leishev aleha. However, if the idolater rented the donkey just for a tiyul, for a vacation, for a trip, or just to get from one place to the next, af al pi sheheinyech ovid kochavim legino aleha schar mutter. Even if the idolater put his Yayin Nesach on the animal, still, the schar is mutter because, again, it wasn't for the purpose of Yayin Nesach that they rented the donkey. They rented the donkey to get from point A to point B. It just so happens that you happen to have the Yayin Nesach there with them. So those are the four cases of the Mishnah. And like I mentioned a minute ago, the Mishnah is going to focus on the first case. So again, you hire the idolater hires a worker, a Jewish worker, to help him with Yayin Nesach. The money that he receives is Aser Behana. The Gemara asks, my time was Schar Aser. What's the reason why the Schar is Aser? Ilema Hoil the Yayin Nesach Aser Behana. Scharo Nami Aser. If you're going to tell me, well, if Yayin Nesach is Aser Behana, so the Schar for helping with the Yayin Nesach, by extension, also becomes Aser Behana. If that's the rationale, which is what I alluded to earlier, it says that doesn't work. You know why? It's a problem. Hari Orla v'kili akerim. Da Asurin Behana. We have a situation with a similar case of Orla and Kilayim, which you cannot derive any benefit from those items. Utnan, yet the Mishnah that teaches us, Machran, if you sell the Orla or you sell the Kilayim for money, v'kidesh b'dumeyem, and a man then uses the money to betroth the woman, mikudeshes, they're betrothed. So you see over here that you're taking the money, which is an extension of the iser hana, and nevertheless, it's permissible. It's mikudeshes. So therefore, you can't say it's an extension of the yayin nesach. Therefore, that shouldn't be the reason why he can't receive the schar. We need a better rationale to explain why he can't get the reward for it. Why he can't get his salary, I'm sorry. So rather the Gemara says a different answer. Ela hovel v'tofes es damav ka'avodas kochavim. Says no, it's not that it's the money used the money received for Yayin Esach is assumes a status, or not assumes a status, is Asur Bihana because you were dealing with Isur Ehana, but rather it's Tofes as Damav Kavoros Kachavim. It assumes the status of the idolatry. In other words, the money that you now use, that you now receive, is Avodah Zarah. It's Mamash Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Asur Bihana. It's not that you're getting money for working with Avodah Zarah. It becomes Avodah Zarah. That's the difference. But the Gemara says that's also problematic. V'harei Shvias, the Tovs in Estameha. We have a similar concept in the Shemitah year, that the Shemitah is Tovs in Estameha, that it assumes the status of money. When you use money for redeeming or purchasing Shemitah items, that money has the same Kedushas Shvias. It assumes the status of Kedushas Shvias. Utanan, and we learn in the Mishnah, Ha'omer lepoel hilech dinar ze lakot li bo yerak hayom scharo aser. If the owner says to one of his workers, take this dinar that I'm giving you and use it to purchase a vegetable for me, purchase a vegetable during the Shemitah year, meaning here's the effort, here's the money I'm giving you, and get me, with this money, get me a vegetable. So he's essentially purchasing Shemitah, and he's using money to do this. So, Scharo Aser, we've said that the worker cannot get benefit from this dollar or this dinar. Now, that's not exactly true. When it says Scharo Aser, it doesn't mean that it's usher forever, that he can't get any benefit from it, but rather he can only get benefit until the Zman Habiur, as Rashi explains. Just really briefly, the rule is that you're allowed to own crops of the, or you're allowed to own or store Peros Shvias, as long as the product is still available in the fields for the animals to eat, but once they're no longer available for the animals to eat, so once the particular species is no longer available in the field, you have to get rid of it in your house. You have to get rid, one must rid his house of that item, leaving only one day's ration for his household. That's called biur. So you have to take all, let's say it came for the cucumbers, it's no longer in the field anymore. Each one would have a specific date. They have dates when these things are no longer in the field. They're no longer available in the field. You have to take all of whatever you have stored in your home, bring it outside in front of three witnesses, make it hefker, and then let people take whatever they want, and then you can take back into your home the rest of it. But you have to do this process of biur. So just going back to our case, when it says scharo aser, it simply means that the money has kedusha, and therefore it has to be spent before the zman habiur, because once the zman habiur has arrived, then it's like Shemitah. It's like the food which you can no longer store in your house. So you have to make it hefker. However, lekot li yerak hayom scharo amuter. But if you're not specific and you don't say, with this money, go get me a cucumber. Rather, you say, here's some money and do me a favor, get me a vegetable. Then the schar that he receives is mutter, not just up to the Zman HaBiur, but even after the Zman HaBiur. So what you see is, you can create a scenario where even though the money is Tofes Es Dameha, the money assumes the status of Kedusha Shvias, but nevertheless you can get around it. So you could hire a worker, an idolater could hire a worker, a Jew, to work with a Yayin Esach, and he can give him money for it, and it's not Tofsin Es Dameha. It doesn't have to assume the status, because he can frame it in a way where it wouldn't be assuming the status of Yayin Esach. So therefore, you see, that can't be the reason either. So why then does our Mishnah state that the Schar is Usur for the Yayin Esach? If he works for the idolater with the Yayin Esach, he cannot keep the Schar. It's Usur Behana. So the Gemara comes up with a different answer as follows: Amar Rabbi Avahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Knashu Sheknasu Chachamim B'Chamarim U'B'Yayin Esach. There's a knas, there's a penalty that the Chachamim felt was important to institute with regards to the case of the donkey, and which we read in the Mishnah, as well as the case of the Yayin Ezach. So here, we wanted to initially say it's Asr Behana. Seems to be that we wanted to argue that it was Isra Doraisa, but we were unable to show that it's Asr Doraisa, and we ended up falling back on the idea that it's a Knas, it's an Isra Derabanan, that the Schar is Asr. So even though it's by Shemitah, you can get around it, and it's not Asr Behana, because even though it's Tofes Es Tameha, you can the language that you use can get you out of creating that Tfisas Damav. When it comes to Yayin Esach, you can't get out of it. There's a Chumra, a Knas, and therefore, when it comes to all cases of Yayin Esach, if you were working for the idolater, that's Asr Behana, the money that you receive would be Asr Behana.